Due to the graphic nature of this podcast, viewer discretion is advised.
Saya had them apple-bottom jeans.
Jeans.
Boots with a fur.
With a fur.
The whole club was looking at him.
Are ye?
He hit the floor.
He hit the floor.
Next thing you know, Saya got low, 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 low. Them baggy sweatpants and the Reeboks with the straps.
The straps.
He turned around and gave that big booty a smack.
A smack. Are ye?
He hit the floor. Next thing you know, Saya got low, 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 low.
Hello, listeners, and happy holidays, or happy new year, actually. We're celebrating our Christmas festivities over here in the past, but it'll be New Year's when you hear this, so happy 2019. I hope it's going all right. With us, we have today...
Cho.
And...
Charles.
And I'm your host, Puzzle Savant, and also in the background, you may hear the other members of the VL Garden Group. Say hi, guys.
Hi!
Okay, so today, to continue talking about Tanaka Ogoretsu's work, we are discussing Neon Sign Amber. This is about the expressionless Yusuke Ogata, who has had one failed relationship after another due to his resting eh face. So until he finally meets Masaki Saya, a womanizer who can read his minute expressions. So, guys, have you read this manga before in the past, like prior to this podcast?
Yes, many times.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, what drew you to it?
Well, at first, I think I read something else by her, and so then I started looking at all her other works, and this, I think, is my favorite thing, probably. Partially because I like one-volume things that end up in one volume, and this one is one. But it just feels very realistic somehow, which is kind of not right to say because I'm not a gay man, so I can't say, like, if it's realistic or not, but it just felt real.
The flow of the relationship?
Yeah.
That I was going to touch on that in a little bit.
Yeah.
What about you, Cho?
I was just going through most of her works, and I was drawn to that one because the cover is gorgeous, and it has a Kiara on the cover, so I was like, oh yeah, I want to read that. And I wouldn't say that it's realistic because it is gay for you, and but I really do love the story.
Yeah.
It felt organic the way they kind of came together somehow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, compared to like a Yaribu, that was just wacky. This is a bit believable.
Yeah.
So did this manga keep your attention, or was it a bit of a drag?
No, I could have put it down.
Okay. So you read it, like, in one sitting?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I also read it in one sitting. I mean, it's only 5 chapters.
Yeah.
So it was, yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering if maybe some people thought that the very first chapter was a little bit slow, if they were expecting more action from the characters, like one pining after the other.
It was tagged gay for you, so I knew there was going to be an obstacle of, you know, not being attracted to each other initially to get through. So it opens up and you see Saya, of course, he's surrounded by women, and which we later learn is just his, like, defense mechanism. But the art was just beautiful, and that kept my attention most of it, even though it was like mostly from Yusuke's point of view, and he is sort of dry. But the art just kept me going, and I knew eventually we're gonna get to there, otherwise it wouldn't be tagged.
Yeah, I kind of like how it had that natural feel to it, how it was not, I don't want to say slow, but it did seem like it was a natural thing that these characters were just kind of drawn together, rather than your, I don't want to say traditional yaoi, but just a yaoi where they just get right to it.
Yeah, because it is, kind of starts going fast, and then they have to, I won't say why, but they have to kind of stop and rewind and make sure this is what they really want to do. Mm-hmm. I like that, too, because there's another manga that I read where a similar something happened, and it did not end up as well as this one did.
Right.
And so I liked the way that this one got around that, I guess. Not got around it, but dealt with it.
It's from 2015. I'm just going to say it. So Yusuke sees Saya's penis, and he's like, oh, no. And then they have to, like, go back, and they have this whole thing. And it is sort of formulaic, because then you have, like, oh, Saya, like, had his first love, like, was homophobic and, like, rejected him. And it's, I've read that story before. Yeah. We all have.
Yeah.
But I felt like the way it was handled was really nice.
Yeah, because Saya is gay, and so then when Yusuke kind of sort of has to take a step back, I mean, he accepts it because it sort of happened to him before, and that just made me so sad.
Yeah,
yeah, that kind of broke my heart.
He was like, I was just happy that to be hugged by somebody once or something. Yeah. Like, it was so sad.
Is he full on gay or is he bi? Because no, he gay. Was like kind of going after one woman.
He says he feels like comfortable surrounded by women, but yeah. he tries to take him to the hotel and he can never go through with it.
Yeah, I remember at one point like he's just like sitting on the street because he usually stays.
Yeah, he
with
got
women.
Thrown out.
Yeah, but, yeah.
yeah,
yeah. And I wondered about the same thing with Yusuke
mm-hmm.
because he was. It looks like he was. Able to go on dates with various women, but they all ended very unsuccessfully mm-hmm. because he just couldn't show any emotion mm-hmm. and then they broke up over that.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if maybe he's bi because he did admit that like Saya was his first, like the first guy he was attracted to.
If I had yeah. read this and not known who the mangaka was, mm-hmm. I would have maybe thought that was what was happening, but this is a Tanaka work and he was definitely straight and then got okay. turned. So
do you think that aspect is kind of what made this manga sticks out, like, compared to others?
Well, I mean, like, I think when you, like, look at it, like, on its face on paper, mm-hmm. it seems like pretty much any BL you've ever read, like, oh, a straight yeah. guy sees, like, this is a calm, like, Kudere straight guy who, like, meets this outlandish, like, flamboyant gay guy, and he falls for him, and the gay guy has, like, a tragic past with love and stuff like that. But the way she, like, went about handling this was, I think, unique in a way. Like, I did when I read it, it had all the elements I don't like, because I usually don't like Gay for You, but I really, really love Neon Sign Amber because the characters are, I think, complex and the love story did come about organically.
Right.
So I would say, yeah, it does kind of stick out from other BL I've read mm-hmm. with similar themes in it.
Yeah. And it's very, in a lot of ways, it's similar to her other works, and in some ways, it's not, because several of her other ones are sort of interconnected, and a lot of the characters in there. I don't know if they ever really say that they're gay, but they really are, and they've all been with men their whole lives. So this one was a little bit different in that one of them is straight, because I think a lot of hers, mm-hmm. The characters are gay.
In Yaribu, yeah, they list out their sexualities. So yeah. Some of them are bisexual, yeah. Some of them are gay.
And like in the Renai Ruby and mm-hmm. all the ones that are attached to that, I think they're pretty much all gay. Even though they don't say so, none of them ever have girlfriends or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so that was a little bit different. It's similar to her other ones because usually at least one of the characters is like a delinquent type, mm-hmm. and Saya isn't totally a delinquent. He's a gyaruo, which is a little bit different, which is where he has like a deep tan, but he has the shaved off eyebrows that she loves and like piercings and stuff, and so yeah, it's very similar in that way, and then that the way they get together is kind of sweet, and I don't know, a lot of her works feel very just natural, kind of.
Yeah.
Not just all of a sudden they're together and then they're together. You mm-hmm. know, or, I don't know. It's not as tropey as some, even though it does have some of those kind of gay for you kind of things or
yeah.
tragic backstory kind of things, but usually not that tragic. Except for the one that has the abusive boyfriend. That's yeah. pretty tragic.
Mm-hmm.
But not this one. That's a different one.
See, that was kind of one thing that reminded me of Yaribu, was just that sweet, natural connection between two characters. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what made me, because otherwise, like, if I didn't know she wrote Neon Sign mm-hmm. and Yaribu, like, mm-hmm. I would have guessed that these were two completely different mangakas.
Yeah. I've read stuff by her, and I see some common themes, but for the most mm-hmm. part, I'm like, she's like a box of chocolate. Where are you going to get? Are you going to get an asshole Seme? Are you going to get a sweet Seme? Or are you get something like Newtown, where it's just like these two like cross-dressers who are just sort of falling in love with each other? Is going to be Yaribu, where there's just nothing but fucking her.
Right, yeah, that was over the top.
Yeah, but this is easily one of my favorite works by her.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's really good. I like her art style a lot, and it's very consistent in a lot of her works, except for Yaribu, where there's a lot going on.
Yeah,
but most of them are not like that. And they all have some comedic elements, even though Yaribu is like 100% comedy. They all have funny parts and funny characters. This one wasn't as funny for a lot of it, which was a little different, because it's, I don't want to say it's more serious than the others, maybe a little bit.
It's more ordinary, but, like, yeah. kind of like an ordinary relationship, yeah, what we think an ordinary relationship might be.
I don't know, it hit me in the kokoro, because it was less comedic and more somehow real, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, did anything surprise you in the manga? Did it take a different turn than you expected?
Yeah, the straight guy sees him naked for the first time and is like, oh, wait, I don't think I could do this after all. I haven't seen that many times.
Mm-hmm.
When they actually get back together. Like, I've seen that sometimes where somebody gets hurt because that has happened to him before. But then they actually, in the end, he's like, yeah, no, I do want to do this with you or whatever. So I kind of like that. That was a little bit more unusual, or like more, not original, but less played out.
Yeah, that part did give me pause too, because I thought he was just kind of going to gawk at it for a mm-hmm. bit and then like make up for it by saying, oh no, you know, you're actually really beautiful. Mm-hmm. This is my first time. Like, I was mm-hmm. not expecting him to like completely bail.
Yeah.
That was unexpected.
And for Saya to kind of be accepting of it. Like, he accepts that's going to happen because yeah. that's happened to him before. And so he's not mad and he's not totally despondent. I mean, he's just kind of goes back to his normal state, which is kind of mm-hmm. a loner, because he kind of expected it, I guess, which is sad.
I was expecting like a whole homophobic freak out thing. Mm-hmm. And when I didn't get it, I was like, oh, but then I realized that happened to Saya before. So technically mm-hmm. I did kind of get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it got resolved a lot more quickly and like quietly than I thought it was going to, which mm-hmm. I didn't mind at all, because I wanted it to be a cute, like sweet mm-hmm. story. I didn't want to yeah. like go through the whole like freak out phase.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it was nice that she sort of just like eased past that in a way that was sort of believable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sort of believable is kind of
sort
of.
Yeah.
the kind of the theme.
Okay, the one thing that did surprise me, like, so when I went on to, like, my animelist.net and I read the summary for it, they said that Saya's wild ways are going to change the expressionless Yusuke.
Mm-hmm.
So in my head, as I was reading, I thought that Saya was going to come in, he was going to fall in love with Ogata mm-hmm. and, like, woo him, but that's not what happened at all. It was the other way around, where the quiet, expressionless guy is going for the wild boy.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that just didn't seem very traditional, like in mm-hmm. most yaoi mangas that I've yeah. read.
They start off really as friends, and it kind of yeah too. I like that.
Yeah, but yeah, what got me is like I was not expecting Ogata to go into the crowd and just like hug him from behind and start touching him all over. I'm like, there's people around you, dude. Wow.
Yeah. He's so very bold of you.
Yeah, but I really enjoyed it. So would you recommend this manga to anyone else? I feel like it's an all around yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, would you ever go back and read it?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. You have.
Will continue to. Because yeah. Especially I like to recommend like one-offs. Like, this is a one volume, like five
yeah,
chapter
I agree.
Story, so that you don't like read it and then you have to keep continuing, which a lot of her ones that are interconnected really kind of stand alone on their own. You don't have to read the other ones, and when you do read the other ones, you're like, oh, I recognize that guy. So mm-hmm. it's hers aren't it like totally serialized, so there's just spinoff after spinoff. I mean, they're related, but they're in the same universe, but they're not necessarily, you have to read them all to get the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like this one. It's just a standalone. It's a good intro to her stuff, which is very good. Mm-hmm.
And I have said it before, but I think there isn't really much of a theme with her stuff. Like, you don't know, sometimes she's up, sometimes she's down. Like, her themes are all over the place. So when I did recommend this to a friend, and I was just like, because she wanted BL to read. So I recommended Neon Sign Amber, and then I was like, but maybe hold off on reading and, like, looking at her other stuff, and then just, mm-hmm. like, let me guide you through those first. Because it would be kind of a shock to go from Neon Sign Amber straight to Yari Boo.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a shock. Like, what?
Yeah. But yeah, I would recommend it. The story, it's easy. It's an easy read. It's sweet. It's short. And the cover really, like, grabs your attention.
So. Yeah, that's the whole reason I wanted to read it, like, so long ago, yeah. but I got caught up with some other stuff. It was just, usually it's the title page that kind of gets me. And you know what? That happened, too, again, with Escape Journey, when I think it was Sublime. They started advertising it on Twitter, and mm-hmm. I just saw the cover, and I was like, I really want to read that.
God, that
and I think that's maybe my thing whenever I see her work. But usually mm-hmm. I'm so bad with names. I read so many manga. I don't, it's rare that I ever pay attention to the mangaka's name. So yeah. this is kind of a first.
Yeah. Escape Journey. Yeah. Escape Journey is nice in that it's licensed and published in English.
Yes.
Unlike Neon Sign Amber, which you have to read on scanlation sites.
Unfortunately. So yeah.
Though it's a very good scan, I will say. It's a high quality, very readable scan. Escape Journey is not her best thing.
Really? What?
I hate Escape Journey.
Neon Sign Amber is way better than Escape Journey, I think. Escape Journey is a lot more kind of tropey or something.
Yeah.
And it, I don't know if either one of them's really, usually she's got one straight man and one delinquent, kind of. And usually they're not, it's not the straight man is the delinquent and the funny guy's the normal guy. I don't know. Escape Journey is not quite like, is a little bit different than that. Okay, where they start off kind of exes and then get back together is different also, because most of her works are get-togethers.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is one that's a, at the very like first page, they are breaking up.
Yeah.
and then they have to come back around, which I don't know if you've ever gotten back together with an ex. It's usually not a good idea. So not very believable.
Yeah, so, no, I read the first chapter recently, because usually before I purchase like a new manga, mm-hmm. I'm going to read the scanlation, at least the first two chapters, mm-hmm. to see if I like it. But in this case, I only read the first chapter. And so far, I'm really drawn into it. Like, it really hooks you at the end, because for those who haven't read Escape Journey, like they said, it's two exes who break up in high school, and then they run into each other again in college. And they're forced to be friends because they have friends that are friends. And they're like, okay, we need to make this work. We just need to go back to being friends. Well, that doesn't happen. They get drunk off their asses and they end up having sex. And the first chapter ends with them like saying, oh shit, we just did that. Well, fuck, we have to deal with this now. Mm-hmm. So that's the whole reason I want to continue reading it. But I'm surprised that you said it's not that good. Cause
I mean, it's not, I don't remember it being so bad. I've only read it once, I think.
Only once?
But
okay.
Compared to her other works, it's not my favorite of hers. It's not the best representation mm-hmm. of her work. Which, that happens to so many mangaka. Like, Suzuki Tsuta is one of my favorites. And all the stuff that's been licensed by her is not her best work.
Yeah.
The first thing I think they got licensed by her was, which was the one about the guy whose name is Hart. And that one's terrible. That's the one they chose to license in English.
That's how I felt about seeing Escape Journey. I'm like, really? Escape Journey? Like, the cover's great.
It is, yeah.
But when I, her semis are usually, like, really good, like in Neon Sign Amber, or they're just complete assholes. And that's what happens in Escape Journey. And it has the classic, like, miscommunication and, like, dude's a jerk, but then, like, he comes around. But there isn't enough payoff in it. Like, I'm not going to...
Okay, yeah.
But there is enough payoff in it. And it's... So far, I haven't read anything else by her that I dislike as much as Escape Journey. But mm-hmm. There's still, like, I think a couple that I haven't gotten to. But
There's still time.
Yeah, there's time. Right now is at the bottom. And I would recommend Escape Journey to someone. And actually, the animefeminist.com asked, like, an actual, like, Gay Fudanshi to do like a list of BL that he recommends, and Escape Journey was on it, and like all the tweets were like, why would you put Escape Journey on this? It doesn't fit there. And it was like out of like I think a list of 20, that was the one thing people had a problem with, because it just
I mean, I've bought both volumes that are out now because I want them to do more of her stuff.
Yeah,
and, gotta support and it. Things like it, because I like her art style, and
yes,
so I bought it.
I do tweet it. I put it out there, but yeah. I'm not going to buy it with my money dollars because I've already read it.
Maybe I'll read a little further, but I mean, it's just three volumes.
Yeah,
I mean, so
difference
it's like,
of opinion, like because I'm a stickler for certain things.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's why I rarely buy any yaoi manga, especially if it's like a huge ass series. It's like I really need to think about how much I want to be committed.
Yeah.
But yeah, if it's like a one, if it's less than five volumes, I think I'll definitely get it. Yeah.
Do it for the culture, support.
Oh yeah, yeah,
support.
Yeah, so if anyone is interested in reading, either of those mangas. Again, Neon Sign Amber is unfortunately not published in English. However, Escape Journey is, and you can find some good deals for that. I've seen it go on sale for as like $9. The highest I've seen so far is $20. So good luck finding that.
Yeah, hopefully in stores it would be like $12.99, I think.
Yeah, I think that's
the
average
price.
Yeah. But I'd say
on eBay
in U.S. dollars.
So. I'd say look on like Half Price Books, because I found like several yaoi mangas on there for cheap, and they were still in good condition.
Yeah. Half Price Books can surprise you.
Oh yes, it can. All right. Well, I think that's it for this evening. Our next manga that we're gonna read is
Don't Be Cruel.
Yeah, I already don't like it.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I just read the first chapter, and I'm like, I hate this so much.
It gets better, but, like, do you want it? Do you want us to tough it out?
Someone who I will not name.
Oh, people in the background.
Told me that I have to continue to read.
Flipping us off.
Told me that I have to continue reading it. And yeah. I did. I read the first volume, because it was lent to me. And, but the good part doesn't come until later. So I'm like, do I continue reading this?
Continue reading? No. Okay.
I mean, I don't know. We'll talk about it another day.
If anything, just as a preview, if anything, it's apparently supposed to show that BL mangaka can grow with us and get better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So. We'll definitely elaborate on that come February.
Yay.
All right. So stay tuned, guys. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the 801 Reviewed. You can find more episodes of this show and the 801 podcast on Simplecast and iTunes. If you enjoy the show or want to help us out, please consider leaving a review or donate to our Patreon page. And remember,
he gave that big booty a smack.